This is Ozarks at Large. The grounds crew at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith is getting a little extra help this semester thanks to a new auto mower. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda visited the River Valley campus on a rainy afternoon recently to see the autonomous device in action, and she brings us this report.
It does. It runs in the rain. Typically, we don't have it running in the rain, but it can. It can run in irrigation or rain or whatever we want.
Matt Rich is the grounds manager at UAFS and the reason the university is getting to test out this new auto mower.
I really don't know how I thought about it. I think it was just a pipe dream, said, you know, it'd be fun to have robots. And so I started YouTubing and Googling some stuff, and they actually did exist. And I saw several different options, and then I started calling around people if anyone actually had them other than out in Europe. And I was able to locate one after numerous phone calls. And they said they'd be more than happy to let us try it out and see how it goes. And so we've been working with them for about 2 months now.
The device UAFS is trying out is a Husqvarna Automower 450X. The little black mower has two wheels and is a cross between a remote control car and a Roomba. It's about 28 inches long, 22 inches wide, and weighs around 30 pounds. Rich says it's the company's biggest model, and it can cut 1.25 acres. During their trial period, Rich is operating the mower on about 7,000 square feet.
Basically, I have some settings on my phone. It's an app, and I can tell it when to go and how to do it, how high to cut and how low to cut. But it runs off a GPS system, and it just bounces around everywhere. There's a boundary wire, like an invisible dog fence, that it'll stay in those areas. But it just bounces around randomly, so that way it doesn't create tracks or same old ruts from running the same place. If it bumps into an item like it is right now, it just stops. So you can put your foot out there and it'll stop it and it'll back up and turn around and go somewhere else.
When the lithium ion battery runs down, it can recharge itself.
When the battery runs low, it automatically returns to its a docking station. So I really don't have to do anything. It tells me on my app what it's doing, where it's been. If it's stolen, there is an alarm on it. So it'll be very loud and it'll GPS right to where it is. So it's... there's always a concern with theft, but I'll be able to find it.
The auto mower also differs from a traditional mower in that it's much quieter and uses much smaller blades.
It's interesting because underneath the mower is actually only three small razor blades, whereas a regular lawnmower has a big, thick steel blade. And it's supposed to cut about an eighth of an inch off at a time, so it continually cuts instead of cutting a third of your grass blade like we do once a week or every 5 days. This just continually cuts little amounts, so there's very few clippings all over. And the machine is actually much bigger than the actual cutting blade. There's about 6 inches underneath, so you could stick your hand underneath there pretty far before you'd even get close to cutting it. But if you did put your hand underneath and pick it up, the blade would stop running instantly.
Rich says trying to optimize the amount of time the auto mower operates is a process of trial and error. He began running the mower about 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, but expects to shorten that. He says one benefit of the small mower is it helps reduce compaction.
This machine is a little over 30 pounds, and our typical regular lawn mower is, 1,000 pounds or less, a few hundred pounds, depending on your model. And so intramural fields, soccer fields, football fields, machines, whatever, when you press down on the soil, it squishes it down a little bit, and every year we have to aerate the soil to make sure the grass can grow and things don't get just hard pan soil. In other words, nothing can grow there. But since this is so light, it reduces that wear on the field.
Grounds manager Matt Rich estimates using auto mowers would also save them about 100 man hours a year.
We're trying to optimize what we do here as groundskeepers, so if we can get rid of one little thing that we can do, we can take care of other things even better on campus and redirect our attention.
The auto mower will provide an educational component for UAFS students as well.
I'll be teaching a class in November for about an hour on some students. The GPS unit in it that keeps track of where it is and what it's doing. It's very interesting how wireless control, Bluetooth, all these things are coming into style. It's more than just, the GPS in your car nowadays. Everything's GPS, drones and all this stuff. We have several classes here in the engineering department that is working with these technologies, and we're going to be able to take our unit here, dissect it, look at it, help students understand how things are progressing and learning and growing, and then be able to utilize that in the future for their future jobs for engineering.
When the trial period ends, Rich hopes to purchase two auto mowers in the spring to help groom the intramural field. He estimates they'll cost around $3,000 apiece. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.